So when I was 15, I felt called powerfully to the ministry. And I read Spurgeon's The Early Years at that point. And Spurgeon started preaching when I was 15. And I was so overwhelmed with love for God and Christ. I went to my dad. My dad was a ruling elder in the church for 40 years. And I said, "Dad, I've got to quit high school. I just have to proclaim the name of Christ. Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel." And my dad goes, "Well, son, I think it's better you finish high school first." So I did. And then I realized, of course, as I got a bit older, I needed a lot more preparation. And so I went to college. But in my third year of college, I came before our denominational committee, who examines people before you enter into the school. And they brought me into the school the following year. And I took 4 years of schooling in St. Catharines, Ontario, under one minister, and a few lessons under another minister, which wasn't the best of training. In the areas where those ministers were good, I had a good training. Other areas, I didn't. But I accepted a call in 1977, at the end of the year, to 700 farmers in northwest Iowa. And I didn't know the first thing about farming. And I was called to them by the text, "Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And I didn't understand that text fully, but I just felt that was connected and drawing me to that particular church. Well, the day I was ordained, March 30, 40 years ago, 78, that morning there was a church meeting, and the man in the neighboring church, the minister in the neighboring church, was deposed from the ministry. And that church had 1,000 people. And then there were two other churches in the area that had no minister, of 150 people each or so. So suddenly, as a 25-year-old man, I had 2,000 souls under my care. So then I understood that text. I had to be here for such a time as this, because that big church was a hurting church. I preached for them every week. And I stayed there 3.5 years and then felt called to Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, on the East Coast, to, again, a church of 700 people. But this time they were all doctors and lawyers and white-collar people, and a very different group of people, very educated congregation. While I was there, I felt my need for more education. I went down to Westminster Seminary and got my PhD in Reformation and Post-Reformation Theology. And then after 6 years, I accepted a call, or 5.5 years, I accepted a call to Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I've been a pastor now for 32 years. And then about 24 years ago now, 25 actually, we were forced to start a new denomination, and I started training men for the ministry. In Puritan Reformed Seminary was established the following year. And so that's been, right now that's 75% of my task, to work in the seminary, and 25% in the church. My third church, the one in Grand Rapids, was also 700 and some people. Actually, when I came, it was 1,000, but there was this terrible split 25 years ago. And it was a very difficult time at the beginning. I followed a minister who had been preaching there for 37 years. But at the same time, there were many more conversions in this church than I ever experienced before. So it's a case of going through great trial, but the Lord blessing my ministry there far more than in the other two churches combined. And so I love my congregation. I'm very near and dear to, they're very near and dear to me. And my people are just, I just cannot leave them. So people are asking me periodically in my denomination, "Would you please go 100% into the seminary?" And I just say, I can't do that because my first calling is pastoral ministry. And so I need to stay on, at least this point in my life, I need to stay on pastoring these dear people.